It is 7:40 on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Walt Lindela. It's time for an update with our friends at Upper Peninsula Health Plan. And joining me in the studio this morning, Laura McLean, who is a clinical coordinator, an RN, and clinical coordinator care manager and advanced care planning facilitator with Upper Peninsula Health Plan. Also, Renee Anderton, who is a community health worker with Upper Peninsula Healthcare Solutions. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we're talking about something today called advanced care planning. And Laura, I want to start with you about this. What is advanced care planning? Tell me more about it. What do you do?
Sure. Advanced care planning is basically a conversation that you're going to have with whoever you designate as what we call a patient advocate. And this is the person who is going to make the decisions for you if you are unable to speak for yourself. And these conversations just talk about what your values and your beliefs are that you would want to have done if something were to tragically happen to you and you were unable to speak for yourself.
So really it is, it's based on a conversation, isn't it?
That's right.
What are some of the things to keep in mind when you're putting something like this together?
You want to make sure that you have, your advocate is somebody who's going to be able to honor your wishes. In the end, we would like to be able to come up with what is called an advance directive, and that is a legal document that has stated specifically what you'd want, and that is to be shared with your physician. That makes the burden of these decisions taken off whoever your patient advocate is, and actually off your healthcare team too. If everybody's on the same page, it makes things a lot smoother.
Renee Anderton, also with us in the studio, you serve as a facilitator for these conversations. Tell me a little bit about some of those conversations and the aspects of them.
Yeah, so when I facilitate with individuals, we can meet where it's convenient for them. So it's really just helping them explain and understand what's important to them. So we dig down to about experiences you've experienced and different things and what living well means to you and what a good day looks like, kind of breaking it down piece by piece. And we just go with what the individual is comfortable with.
To be honest, this sounds like this could be somewhat of at the least daunting and at the worst, very scary kind of conversations to have, because this is some very heavy stuff to deal with. How do you work with someone that comes in for the conversation to show them that this is the right thing to do?
I think just taking it piece by piece is the easiest way to kind of go about that. I think a lot of people are normally pretty scared and avoid this conversation, but it's a conversation that needs to happen in case, you know, something does happen to you tomorrow with an illness or a car accident, mm-hmm. or something in between.
Laura, this is a conversation that should be had almost at any time. This is not like a late in life kind of thing, is it?
Absolutely. Anybody who's 18 or older should have this conversation. You never know, like Renee said, if you're going to be suddenly stricken with an illness or you're in an accident and you're unable to speak for yourself, and you do want your wishes known. You don't want something to be done to you that you're uncomfortable with.
Right. It's important to make sure people know what you want to have happen, because this is in the situation where you cannot communicate for yourself.
Right. And it's only in that situation. Your advance directive only goes into effect if you are unable to speak for yourself. Under any other circumstances, you are still in control of your decisions.
In the studio with me is Laura McLean, who is an RN, clinical coordinator care manager, and advanced care planning facilitator instructor with UPHP. Also, Renee Anderton, who is a community health worker, Upper Peninsula Healthcare Solutions, and is a facilitator for conversations about advanced care planning. Renee, I want to ask you, there is something called Make a Plan, Share a Plan. What is that, and what's happening with it?
Make a Plan, Share a Plan is a grant that UP Healthcare Solutions received about a year ago from the Michigan Health Endowment Fund. And with that grant, we're able to expand our current advanced care planning program. So we're able to add more facilitators to across the UP to different clinics and community-based, and we're able to help people have these conversations more easily too.
We're talking about this advanced care planning. Is there a factor in that project also of perhaps by having this conversation and knowing what a person's wishes are, it may cut back on unneeded medical care?
Yes. So we believe this project will eventually lower healthcare costs by eliminating unwanted care, by also creating a culture in our health system where it reduces family and provider stress, you know, when these unfortunate situations occur.
Now, I have to ask you, Laura, who is it that really should have an advance directive?
Anybody who's 18 and older, healthy, adults, because again, we don't know when something's going to happen unexpectedly. So it's important to have this conversation, and that it will lessen the burden on your loved ones. And sometimes there's some family dynamics that get involved, and not all children agree when something happens to their parents. So having these conversations will eliminate some of that.
Okay, if someone wants to do this, what's the process? What can you help out with in terms of getting this advanced care planning taken care of?
So you can actually call us directly at 906-225-6742 if you just want some more information, or if you'd like to have a free conversation with a facilitator. We can help you regardless of insurance and across the whole UP.
I have to ask you about an advanced care directive. An advanced directive, is this something that you do it and it stands, or does that evolve? Do the wishes evolve? What can be done that way?
So we definitely say that advanced directive is an ongoing process. So, you know, your wishes right now are definitely going to change. They're most likely going to change of how you think right now compared to maybe 20 years in the future. So we definitely recommend updating it on an ongoing basis. We recommend the 5 Ds. So updating it every decade of your life, after a significant life event, after a death of a loved one, after a divorce, and after a significant health diagnosis.
Okay, that's a good piece of advice there. Again, if people want to find out more about getting this going, what's the best way to get more information?
You can call 906-225-6742, or you can check us out at www.uphcs.org.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming in this morning with an update. That's Renee Anderton, community health worker with Upper Peninsula Healthcare Solutions and Upper Peninsula Health Plan, coordinating conversations about advanced care planning. Also, Laura McLean, RN, clinical coordinator, care manager, and advanced care planning facilitator and instructor at Upper Peninsula Health Plan. Very important information from you two this morning. Greatly appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.